Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. The Music Man. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Art is extremely subjective. I think we can all agree on that. And here in Los Angeles, there is a lot of art. Today's episode takes us to the Santa Monica Playhouse, right here in Los Angeles, well, I guess Santa Monica, where there's a very peculiar piece of art being made, one that leaves me with a lot of questions, no answers, and craving corned beef. Today on Ghost Town, the Jackie Mason musical. Tell me what you know about Jackie Mason.
I used to have a cassette of stand-up from the 80s.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He was already 100 by the 80s.
He was, yeah. And this is when I was like just really into getting cassettes and mm-hmm. I was like into comedy, but I didn't really know what I was into, not mm-hmm. into. I think it was like Around the World or something around the world. I don't know. I forget the name of it, mm-hmm. but that's kind of what I know of him, and I haven't really kept up with him since.
Kevin kept up with it. Well, he died. I hate to break that to you.
What are you planning on telling me?
I'm so sorry. I was aware of Jackie Mason, but I, in preparation for this episode, listened to some of his comedy, which I found to be all over the place. What are your thoughts? Did you enjoy your cassette tape?
It was very Jewish.
Very Jewish.
Yeah.
Just
very
like us.
Jewish, you know what I
so
mean?
So you loved it.
You know, a lot of, you know.
Hey,
yeah, this is
my mother, my wife. Yeah, 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 totally.
It was the 80s, so.
Yeah, so it was all PC and really respectable.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was just like, everyone's equal.
Everyone's great and equal, and
yeah,
we embrace diversity.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Let me tell you a little bit about Jackie Mason. Jackie Mason, or Jacob Moshe Mazza, was born on June 9th, 1928 in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Hello, 10 minutes from where I grew up. Had to put that in there. He grew up super Orthodox and became an ordained rabbi and cantor at 20. He was a practicing rabbi until he was 25 years old. At that point, his father passed away and he went out and tried to start a stand-up career, which became very successful very quickly. He was in the Borscht Belt or the Catskills, where he hit it pretty big. His jokes are exactly what we kind of discussed. Here's a more popular one. That's a great profession, doctor. Where else can you ask a woman to get undressed and then send the bill to her husband? You know, timely,
that's
modern.
Pretty good, though.
How about this one? You can't please everyone. I have a girlfriend. I think she's the most wonderful person in the world. But that's to me. But to my wife...
Yeah, I think that's good, too.
You're tickled?
Too.
Okay.
A little misdirect. I like it.
How about this one? 80% of married men cheat in America. The rest cheat in Europe. are you enjoying yourself?
A little bit. I mean, you know.
Wow. Wow. Anyway, Jackie Mason, for that reason, got very famous, appearing on the Ed Sullivan Show the same night of the Beatles' debut on American television. That's kind of a fun fact. And acted and wrote in The Jerk, History of the World Part 1, and Caddyshack 2. He died on July 24th, 2021, in Manhattan, New York City. But his life, of course, was not without controversy, including the subject of this musical that we're going to talk about that my friend called me and told me about. He was specifically like, Rebecca needs to know about this, the Jackie Mason musical. Any idea what it might be about?
Is it about a married person that doesn't take the sanctity of matrimony seriously?
Whoa, you're onto something here, I think. The musical is about Mason's decade-long relationship with a woman named Ginger Ryder, an English teacher from South Florida that Mason met at a Florida deli. And I've actually been to this deli. It's called Wolfie Cohen's Rascal House, and our family dog was named after it. Jewish? Absolutely I am. Ryder is also the playwright who wrote the Jackie Mason musical. Every time Jackie Mason is in Florida, he has sex with Ryder, who is also a belly dancer, and eventually she gets pregnant. She has a child who's named Sheba Mason in 1985, and a long and bitter paternity battle ensues. And guess what? Sheba Mason, Jackie Mason's daughter, plays Ginger Ryder. So she's playing her own mother in a relationship with her estranged father. Are you following this?
Listen, it's a little bit of nepotism. You know what I mean? What are we
gonna do? A little Nepo baby action happening here at the Santa Monica Playhouse.
Yeah.
All right. Point taken. Here's the blurb on the Santa Monica Playhouse website about it. Jackie Mason lives again in a riotously funny comedy based on a true story. The show features Jackie's real-life daughter, comedian Sheba Mason, his striking lookalike Ian Wuerl, Don Rickles' daughter, Mindy Rickles, for an inexplicable reason, and Canadian singing sensation from the Rays TV show, Cheryl Ray. The story takes place in Miami Beach in 1977 through 1988, encapsulating the nostalgic charm of that era, as Jackie's romantic misadventures clash with his ascension to Broadway stardom, and Sheba is born. The show includes songs like Ode to the Early Bird Special, The Finger, and I Never Met This Yenta. And I Never Met This Yenta.
This is too Jewish.
This is like waiting for Guffman, the Jewish version of it.
Also, I think the stunt casting is probably doing a little of the heavy lifting here.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Jackie Mason's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Jackie Mason musical was first performed in 1985 under the name 702 Punchlines and Pregnant, and really kind of glorifies the meeting of the 22-year-old teacher and belly dancer and the 46-year-old Mason. And their romance, if you can call it that, it was really pretty fraught from what I know about the musical. The play has been running for close to 40 years in New York, South Florida, and of course, Los Angeles. And I know you want to see a clip of this. I know you want to watch it.
Yeah, I get it.
You get it. I'm processing all of it because this is very new to me. This is new information. And they say it's glorifying Jackie Mason, but to me, it seems like it's about how he treated this woman badly and disowned his own daughter.
Yeah. I mean, but I guess it depends on who the audience is.
You?
No, I mean, I don't think. I mean, I'm sure they're all working hard and doing a great job, but it's not. I mean, I think it's maybe people that are like, oh, I love Jackie Mason, or like, I grew up with that, mm-hmm. or like, that makes sense to me. They're probably looking at that and be like, oh, those are the good old days. Those are the glory days. Like, mm-hmm. Whereas other people, like most people will probably be like, this is really, like you said, celebrating mm-hmm. kind of something that's like a little bit like, ugh.
Yeah.
But I think having his own daughter sign off on it is
cliche. I mean, it really is. And also, like, it's her and her mother's story to tell, which I totally respect. But it's interesting in the materials that it said it's, like, glorifying Jackie Mason, when the musical, from what I know about it, is about his bad behavior and prolonged bad behavior. And also his, like, failure to acknowledge his own daughter as someone is. In fact, she only met him a couple times. One of them was just a chance meeting in New York City on the street.
That's very Jewish.
That's very Jewish?
Yeah, that's the most Jewish place you could probably...
On the street.
Yeah.
So should I get us some tickets?
Yeah. Let's get 5.
Ooh.